This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum is also with the Miller Center. He's the director of the Public Forum Programs, and he joins us live on the program. George, fill us in on some of the details. This was a conference, the David R. Goode National Transportation Policy Conference was held at the Miller Center last year, but an official report of recommendations was just recently released. Is that right?
That's right. It was released yesterday at a news conference that former transportation secretaries Skinner and Mineta both attended, and it was very, very well received by transportation professionals.
We're talking with George Gillum. What are some of the takeaways from the recommendations? And this is a complete overhaul, a review of the nation's transportation plans. Is that right?
It is. And the real takeaway, Coy, is that there are mammoth problems with transportation infrastructure. There has been neglect for many, many years under both administrations. And this report was prepared by a group that was truly half of Democrats, and they came up with bipartisan solutions that are responsible, that people really ought to embrace.
You know, one of the most confusing things to me, George, is how we have other countries on our planet that are actively engaged in building high-speed rail networks connecting their major cities. And yet, not only are we not doing that, but our existing rail infrastructure is crumbling.
Yeah, and the root of all the problems really is an unwillingness of politicians to stand up and say, look, we've got a real problem that's got to be solved here. We've not only got to solve the problem, we've got to figure out how to pay for it. And one of the things that I think is so salutary about this report is that the people, many of whom have been political people who've held very high public office, are coming to grips with the idea of how in the world do we pay for it. The debates that are going on, Coy, remind me, as a teacher of Virginia history, of debates that Virginians held in the 1920s. Harry Byrd was an up-and-coming member of the Virginia State Senate at that time, getting ready to run for governor, and he came up with a road plan, and there were two different ways that it could be paid for. One was with bonded indebtedness, with borrowed money, and the other was with a fairly nominal gasoline tax. And Byrd insisted that Virginia be on a pay-as-you-go basis, that there be a very slight gasoline tax to pay for it, rather than going into bonded indebtedness. And that essentially is the proposal of this group. Instead of, however, a gas tax, they are talking about taking advantage of the most modern computer technology, and that is just having a chip that'll register on your car how many miles you've gone, and when you get ready to fill your tank with gas or whatever it is you're using to power your car, you pay so much per mile that you've traveled, and seems to be a reasonable way. Let users pay for the roads they use. I was not on the group that worked on this. This is Governor Belisle's project, and one of my colleagues, Heather Kresslip, were the ones who did all of the heavy lifting on it, and as just one of the chorus at the Miller Center, we're proud as we can be of what these people have done.
We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. We want to recommend that folks check out the website. The full report is available online, as well as a video of the comments of Director and former Governor Gerald Belisle. This, of course, is the David R. Goode National Transportation Policy Conference held at the Miller Center in 2009, and the final report just released yesterday. And again, that's available online at millercenter.org. org. George, fill us in on what you got in store for us this month at the Miller Center.
Well, we've got a wide-ranging group of programs coming up, Coy. On this Friday, October 8th, at 11 o'clock, Peter Beinart, who was appointed at a very early age to be the editor of the New Republic, has done a very, very interesting study of the foreign policy decisions that have got us to the place where we are today. And he asked the question, is there an Obama doctrine? And, of course, he answers it. And he cautions against too much hubris in our foreign policy. And I think it's a discussion that people who are seriously interested in the origins of our policy will be very interested in.
And that's this Friday at 11.
That's this Friday, and then next Monday, October 11th at 11 o'clock, we've got the United States Ambassador to the African Union, Michael Battle, is going to be here, and then in a forum that we've scheduled for next Friday afternoon, October 15th, Friday at 5:30, so people work during the day to this program. We have David Hayes, who is Deputy Secretary of the Interior, second highest ranking official Department of the Interior, who was the administration's point person on the Gulf oil spill. And Dan is going to be here to talk about the Gulf oil spill very, very timely. Then the following Monday, hometown boy, ED Don Hirsch. I shouldn't refer to him as a hometown boy. He's a distinguished senior citizen. Is coming in to talk about how to save the schools. We've read about Michelle Rhee and her ups and downs in Washington and trying to deal with teachers' unions and parents and all the various stakeholder groups. Don Hirsch has been worrying about these problems for many, many years and is going to come in and give his suggested solutions. And you know, like so many people, he's somebody who deserves to be taken very, very seriously. Not everybody agrees with him, but that's why we put him on, to provoke patience. And then the week after that, on October 22nd, very interesting guy, Jeff Charlotte. He has written a book called The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. And then he's sort of updated many of the arguments that he has in that book with a brand new book called C Street, which is about the group of on the whole largely conservative Republican members of Congress, some representatives and some senators, who share a house, and they also share a commitment to prayer and Bible study, and he looks at the influence of this group. That particular house and some of the people who live there have been very much on the news because some of them have gotten into little bits of trouble. They've been straying from their marriage vows, and so the hypocrisy issue has been brought into focus by these people. But anyway, Jeff Charlotte is a serious scholar, teaches at Dartmouth, and these books are very good and have been very well received. Finally, at the end of the month, we have Alan Jirga. Alan is president of the National Press Club this year, but he's also a journalist for Bloomberg News, and his beat is agricultural policy. So he's done a lot of work on the implications of food policy, and he's coming to talk about food security as a national security issue. What do we do if our food supply somehow is adversely affected by terrorists? And then at the end of the month, October 29th, which is a Friday, Julian Zelizer, a very, very popular, great speaker, very popular professor, Princeton, has done a new, short, very accessible book on the presidency of Jimmy Carter. And be in to talk about Jimmy Carter. So it's a, you know, it's a big landscape. We're going from foreign policy to policy in Africa, to the oil spill, to how to save the schools, to the influence of this religiously fundamental group on Washington policy, to food policy, and then back to President Carter. So we're going to cover a lot of territory, but it's all interesting, and I hope people will come to it.
My goodness, that is a lot of stuff. And that's all this month at the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. This complete schedule is available online at millercenter.org. All the events are free, open to the public. You just want to make sure you get there early and get a good seat. George, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.